Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of a humble donkey. Although thousands cheered him on that Palm Sunday, Jesus would defy their political expectations. The Jews were looking for a Messiah who would free them from the tyranny of their Roman oppressors. But Christ would deliver them from enemies who were far more powerful: sin, death, and hell itself. So Jesus came not as a victorious conqueror, but rather as the humble Lamb of God, determined to lay down his own life for ours. The Apostle Paul wrote the church in the Greek town of Philippi and described what Jesus did in these beautiful verses. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. The Apostle Paul continues his description of what God did through Christ at the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus was not only resurrected, he is the resurrection. Jesus is not only alive, he is life itself. And because he paid our debt of sin on the cross, we can have life for now and for eternity. If you've never accepted this free gift of salvation, then Easter can be your resurrection day as well. Hear God's invitation to new life and simply say yes.
Find in me thine all in all.
Let us pray. Resurrected Lord, you saw our sin before you made the world. You saw the cross before you poured yourself into human form. And then you allowed your body to be broken, your flesh to be torn, and your blood to be poured out on our behalf. We stand here today with our debt paid in full. Your resurrection is proof of your power and of your promise that one day you will return and restore a new heaven and new earth where we shall live with you forever. Amen and amen.